afternoon. My name is Laura Hoffman. I am a, well, was a master's student here at King's College London. I took Professor Sabin's complex simulation course. This is my experience designing a war game here at King's. As of yesterday, this was a really different presentation. The mega game experience and some of the talks yesterday really caused me to change it, so it's very different, hopefully better than it was. It was just a simple, here's what I did, here's what I thought. But now I have actually stolen a complete slide. You may remember this, that shows, this is the talk from Rex's talk yesterday about how research shows that simulations and games-based learning is only moderately effective, and you need context, context in the game design or the implementation and the curriculum and the educational requirements, as well as how learning styles is maybe not really that grounded in research. While I agree with a lot of what he said, and he did bring up a lot of really interesting points there, from my personal experience, I think that simulations and game-based learning is way more than just moderately effective. For me, my experience designing a game and simply just playing the simulations has really helped me more than any lecture or book or course that I've taken previously in either undergrad or master's level. So continuing on, when I signed up for the course, I thought it was going to be a little bit of understanding the war games, understanding kind of who plays war games, is it going to be hobbies or professional war gamers. Thought I was going to get to play some, research a battle, and then simply just design my own. I didn't really think about what that entailed. Those of you, well, most of you probably know what's coming next. It was not easy. It was really hard. A lot of times I was really frustrated and really just aggravated at the whole process. It's very time consuming, very difficult. And for many reasons there. One of them is simply that I have very limited war game experience. I am an avid board gamer. I love Dominion, which is one of the games that Ali talked about. And I've played some war games previously, but never from the aspect of actually learning about some purpose. It's mostly just, this is what my brother said we're going to play. So I played it. And I've never researched a battle in depth before, or conflict. I'd read about them, of course, in war studies. Courses, you read about battles. You hear a professor tell you, this is what happened. Here's the decisions that were made. But I'd never thought about really why they made that decision, and nor what that decision then had, the play on effects from that. And I am not good at maths. There's a reason I'm in war studies, not in maths. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a statistician. I can't do it. I can't even say the word. And I'm really bad at ratios, which is actually problematic somewhat for war games. And one of the different war games that I played with Professor Sabin, he had to make me a chart so that I could actually do the ratios because I'm that bad at them. So sometimes I really felt difficult. And I did this to myself as well. I picked a conflict which is not well known, it's not well written about, and it's not one that, to my knowledge, there is a current simulation on. So I kind of bit off more than I could chew. But throughout this whole process, Professor Sabin and his research assistants and everyone else in the course really helped us as we redesigned our process again and again and again and again. And actually, I realized later, this isn't even the final map. I don't know what level this is. Did it so many times. And each time we played it, we came up with something else to change, and it feels like it never ends. And we played it so many times that I ran out of people to play it with. They all got sick of it, so I had to resort to playing on Skype with my family, which poses its own challenges, because not only am I playing the game upside down, it's, I can't actually see what they're doing, and there's this lag. But overall, playtesting and designing the game and going through so many different posed so many challenges, and again, while I said it's very frustrating and complicated, it is, I think, the best way to really understand it. In the end, it's effective because it is a different learning style. It's hands-on. You're dissecting the battle or your conflict, and then you're putting it back together with some abstractions, but you're putting it back together and trying to recreate it and make it work while still letting other people have their own choices. It changes your perspective because you're no longer just watching it happen, you're no longer just reading about it or hearing a professor tell you they did this. You are actually choosing to do something, choosing to move troops here to effectively have people die. And you feel that possession because you want to win at the same time, but you also don't want to just, I don't know, nuke them all, even though that wasn't part of my battle. It gives you a really deep understanding of your battle. I think at this point, I will never forget anything about the conflict I chose. I know every troop detail and number because I spent so many hours in the National Archives researching and reading about it. And even though that didn't end up in my dissertation at all, it's valuable research and it's valuable and something I will carry with me. And now I know that I can do it with anything else. I have a finished product that I'm proud of. And I say finished because it's never really done. Every time you look at it, you're gonna think, well, what if I'd changed just this one bit or done something different? And it's also not finished because the rules, they're not great. In the final review, Professor Sabin mentioned that he had found a way to win on the second turn out of, I think, 12. So it wasn't great, but I'm proud of it. I made something, and it's good. The course is also effective because you get to play games in class, a lot of them. And that's always fun. That's something you want. It's not, again, listening to lectures and boring, hopefully unlike this right now. During his course as well, I got to work as a teaching assistant. Professor Sabin runs simulations in his undergraduate course on World War II. He sets up multiple games. As you can see, there are multiple versions of each game and the students are then playing it. I acted as the umpire, helping them work their way through it. And sometimes they knew it better than I did. This, for me, served a dual purpose. I gained more exposure to war games and to how players reacted. This was while I was trying to design my own, so I could sort of saw the decision-making process that students have or other people have, rather than sort of saying, well, I would do this, therefore I'll make the rules this way because that's how I would do it. I saw that other people don't really work the way I do, and sometimes it's inexplicable why they do something. And the students had a wonderful time getting hands-on experience, understanding the battle that they had been learning about for weeks on end, listening to Professor Sabin lecture, and reading about it, and this time they were actually playing it, being the decision makers. They got to see why you can't just move there, you can't just do this or that. One of the students that I was with, it's a rough quote from him, he said that he enjoyed the course because you get to play games in class, of course and always, and he thinks he actually understood the particular battle. And while some students won't be as engaged as others, you're going to always have someone that may not care, didn't read the rules beforehand and is completely lost. You're going to have the others who know what they're doing, who are excited about it, who are ready to put on the hat and, you know, role play it all the way out to the end. And I was blessed to have a group that actually really enjoyed it. So sometimes they took over and didn't really need me, but I was there for help when they needed it. And it was a great experience on my end to, again, see what students think and need and how war games really help others. Again, not just for me going, well, I think this is great and it's helping me, to see that it really does help others learn. And I think they enjoyed it as well. So in the end, what is the point of this? Because all I've told you so far is that, yeah, you need a war game and it's great and it's educational and the context is helpful and King's is clearly doing the right things. I've not proven anything to the counter there. Students are actually independently seeking out and organizing war games and simulations. They do this because it's seen as better than the Model United Nations setup where you sit in a room and you do this. Oh, I did the wrong thing. I apologize, I hit the stop button, not the next button.
Okay.
Apologize for that. Where you sit in a room and you do this, you hold papers up, you are the UN, which we found out in our mega game that they don't really get to do that much sometimes. So, Model United Nations to me, I've done it a few times. It's interesting, you learn some, but it's not what you learn in a mega game. You don't get the same aspects, you don't get the same engagement. You don't get the understanding of how political processes actually work, and this is what simulations do and war games actually do. And it's very versatile. You can do more than just have a UN Security Council meeting. You can have a battle with the UN there. They're still there, of course, but you have everything else going on the side. So students are seeking this out, and at KCL there is one group doing it. As far as I know at the moment, they're doing it independently of Professor Sabin. That's something that when I participated in it, I said, you know, you really need to seek him out, because they ran this February a conflict simulation on the South and East China Sea with over 100 students, and it's 2 days of participation. They had the maps, they had the news set up going that we talked about again in the mega game. They had everything set up and running and going. But there were problems, particularly from my end, having been in Professor Sabin's course and played actual simulations and, you know, read his book and understood how these things are sort of, in my mind, supposed to go. This one didn't work in this sense. You know, there were no real rules. It sort of just happened as it happened. There were no turns. Maps were very inconsistent between teams, and the bottleneck happened because you had to deliver everything to the control team, who then told you what happened. And with 100 students all, you know, giving information, it just didn't work. And it, with, of course, with students, it gets silly. You're going to have nukes thrown about because it seems fun rather than because it's what we as a country would do. But despite all of that, despite my perceived drawbacks and negatives to this simulation, everybody loved it. They thought it was great. They couldn't wait for next year. And again, this is where I said, go talk to Professor Sabin, because certainly experiencing the mega game this week, it could be amazing what you could do with this, what they could do with this as a crisis team, as a student-led initiative, and actually working it out. I believe that simulations are something that continue to be important and that students need more, rather than sitting in the Model United Nations room holding your card up. So again, with the research that simulations are moderately effective, I personally disagree. I have had a very highly effective learning experience designing a war game, leading others through war games. And again, dependent on context, well, they're certainly doing it right here. I can't speak for every university that does war games and simulations. Professor Sabin's certainly doing it right. I've experienced sort of where they're not doing it right, and I think they need that context, that integration to do it properly. And again, the learning styles, although it's you know, maybe arbitrary, it worked for me. People do have different ways of learning, and different models really do help. So I believe that, again, simulations are very effective for that. And I had the best time, I think, designing a war game with Kings, and throughout this whole process, had a wonderful back of support with Professor Sabin, helping and really guiding that process. It was never alone. And actually, thanks to our quote here that Paul Weber said, you know, I'm gold, because hopefully gold. I'm banking on this now.
You are.
That I have experience playing games and hopefully designing them. So we'll see where that ends up with. But that is all for this.